Now, Mary Evelyn, you were born in Cupville.
I lived in Cupville when I was a year old.
Okay, where did you live before you
lived?
Okay. Your parents were?
They are Cousins. Patty May
Cousins.
She was a house.
You lived in Louisville until you were a year old, then you moved here. Your first house was where?
It was on Beltline Road, about not very far from the top, like 60
and that was the house that Bill lived in later, and we determined was originally built by the Harrisons, right?
Jim Harrison, I believe, built that house for us. I'm not quite sure. I know he built one on the corner, and it was possible that he built it.
And that was only moved or torn down a year ago.
Just a short time ago.
Something like 3 years ago.
Bill Thompson bought the line.
That's for shaking shingles.
Right, correct.
Okay. So you lived in that house until when?
Well, I lived in that house until I was about 23.
Okay.
And then from that time I moved to Dallas, and from then I moved to Los Angeles, as you can see, so all about 25 years, I guess. But my family lived there all that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back in 1963, and I've lived here ever since.
1963. All right, so let's put a date on it. You were born when? What year?
1911.
So 1912 is when you started living in that house up there, and you lived there until about 1934?
About 34, 35.
34. Okay. What about, so if you lived there until 1935, your best remembrances now of the old part of Cupville would be somewhere in the late 20s and early 30s, really. Okay, what do you remember about downtown Cupville? What comes to your mind?
Well, I know we had the movie, and that we could go to on Saturday night, and we had a cotton gin, we had a bank, and we had a drugstore with a soda fountain.
The drugstore was right near Minnie McGee's old drugstore.
Yes, that's right.
Was she still running it?
She was still running it.
Now, was the post office? And she lived in this house.
Uh-huh.
Was it this house or just this side? She built this house.
She built this house.
Now, that's where her husband was killed when the fountain was taken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that would be...
he's buried down there in the Bulletin.
Now, did she have the post office in her drugstore then?
She had her post office. She later put that post office in her. After he died.
Mm-hmm. He died in... He must have died in the early 30s.
Perhaps.
Now, where was the post office before she put it in store? Do you remember that?
I believe it was on the north side of the Cupville Road.
In a general store?
A general store,
yeah. So it must have moved from there. Now, do you have any inkling... I think I asked you this on the tour. Do you have any inkling of where the original Harrison store was? It was first built in the 1870s or something.
It was right on the drag there.
So there where the Napa store is, probably.
Right.
That's probably been the oldest business establishment.
And when he closed the store, you know, he made it, turned it into a gymnasium.
Oh.
And he put lights in there. There were gas lights. And the basketball teams could practice at night. And
so
that's
this,
when the girls...
This would have been in what year? Would this have been after
the about 1930, I would say.
So this wouldn't be the
no,
W. No,
it's earlier than that.
Yeah.
See, I've got a picture in there of them.
Well, now this wouldn't be the original W.O. Harrison who built the first story Cupville, but this would have been some other Harrison who ran it, you think? W.O. Harrison built his store in something like 1873.
Well, it must have been a descendant.
Descendant, and then they turned it into a gymnasium.
Yeah,
I've seen that picture.
Yeah.
I mean, picture. But that would be in the 1920s or 30s.
It's possible, yes.
Mm-hmm. So probably then the post office moved out of Harrison's old store into some other store, and then eventually moved into the drugstore.
I'd like to go back. I think that was in about those, when he had that gym in there. It must have been about 1926, something like that.
Somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. What other, you said you had a movie theater. Was that the one that was down here on my parents' land?
Yes.
The one that was sort of temporary? What do you remember it looked like?
I just can't remember what it looked like, but it was I wasn't very old. And it wasn't here too long. But I know we went to the movie. And when I was very young, I'd say about 10. I can't remember exactly what it looked like.
Do you remember?
We had medicine shows on the same lawn. Uh-huh. They called them medicine shows. They'd come to those wagons and have them do their pitch, you know, have their medicine show.
Off the back of a trailer?
Yeah.
Off the back of a
wagon. And sell items. Curious. If you had an ailment.
So you'd watch that. Okay, so you had a bank. That was the bank that you talked about over here.
Mm-hmm.
That closed down in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then a blacksmith shop.
Blacksmith shop, where was it?
Well, the one that I remember was right in back of this little grocery store. That's the one I remember. But there was one before that.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you exactly where it was, but this one was right here.
You remember that operating when you worked there? Okay. How did you get to town, when you were little?
Walked.
You walked to town. So you walked along this road, down Coppell Road.
Coppell Road. Mm-hmm. We walked to school, and we couldn't, ride in a buggy or something like that. But,
so your school was the original one down here?
I started school at Coppell.
Started school?
When I was 6.
So you started in
1918
or something like that?
About 6,
yeah. So you went to school, would that be the building that was built?
It was the second building.
It was the second one. The one that was eventually torn down, and they built the wood house out of it.
It was two-story.
Yeah. So you went
there. Mary McGee was teaching, and she was Tom Bullock's daughter. They lived down in the house below us, way down there. And she came to teach every day by horseback. She had her own horse. She rode side saddle, I never will forget it. And but my two brothers were going to Bethel School. And she stopped and said that if they wanted to start me to school, she'd take me to Coppell.
Now, how did you determine which school you went to?
Well, that's the question. I didn't want to go to Bethel, and my mother didn't want to send me down there. So when the teacher stopped and said she'd take me to Coppell, then I started at Coppell. Then soon after that, my two brothers transferred me. So I don't know. Didn't seem to be any district at that time. Sure, what you want to. And I think most of the children went to the school they were closest to. And we were about halfway. A little bit closer to Coppell, I'd say.
Now, how many, of course, all the classrooms met in the same room. You only had,
two rooms.
Two rooms.
We always called it the little room and the large room. Older children.
So little meant younger children.
That's right.
Okay. And they were upstairs, weren't they?
No. We had to use the upstairs for entertainment. We had plays. They had a stage up there.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So upstairs was one big room?
One big room.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go upstairs on either side of the we had two staircases, one on the left and one on the right.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't very long until that became dangerous and it's been used. So they banned all the children from going upstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had our classrooms down there.
You had a stage up there.
Had a stage.
So who would do plays up there?
Well, the children would.
So you put on your own plays?
Yes.
Christmas things?
Yes.
So did you just have two?
Play little skits.
Have two teachers at the school?
Had two teachers.
One was Minnie McGee, and after she stopped teaching, she started the drugstore?
I believe so. She married, you see. Mm-hmm. When she married, then she worked in the drugstore with her husband.
So it was Minnie Moore. Originally.
Minnie Bullock.
Mm-hmm. And then she became Minnie McGee.
Mm-hmm.
She worked in the drugstore.
Brian McGee.
And they built this house. Lived here. Now,
this house was just out in the wilderness, this place was. I remember it. I was about 10, I guess, a little younger. And we built this house. It was trees all around it. And I remember we used to come up here to see her because she was my cousin. And it was so woody. Scary out in the back,
And so the closest thing would have been the drugstore.
That's right.
There wouldn't have been anything between here and the drugstore, of course. And then beyond the drugstore would have been that, was that two-story building still there? The Woodman of the World building? On the, right there on the corner?
I believe it was.
That was still there? Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it looked like?
Well, it was just a big, boxy, two-story building.
Mm-hmm. And what was across the street then? Anything?
There was a, at that time, there was a, I believe, a ferry station had come in there.
Chinkley's ferry station, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And before that, of course, there was a drugstore.
Okay. What about churches? What do you remember?
We had the Methodist Church was formed, then the First Baptist Church was across the street from it. I think the Baptists used the Methodist Church for a while until they built their own building. And that's only two churches that I can remember.
Trying to think, were you friends with Jack and Vida in those days?
Jack was a little older than I was friends with Louise, her younger sister, and with Plato, and Lindell, not Lindell, but Myrtle Russell, the Russells lived here, and the Browns came later, and we had our, and the Crows. You know, the Crows lived down there. Bertha Crow was our friend. And the Cribs. And we all had, we'd all meet after Sunday school on Sunday. We'd go to one of the person's home for dinner. And then we'd go Kodaking in the afternoon.
Kodaking?
Kodaking. We'd take our Kodaks. We called them Kodaks. They were cameras, of course. But so we'd go out and take pictures. I have many of them.
Yes. Where would you go to take pictures?
Oh, all over the country. Yes.
Like down
we'd walk,
the old park?
Or we'd, and some of the boys had horses. They'd ride them, and we'd walk along. Uh-huh. And, yeah, we'd go to parks. And well, there weren't any parks, but we'd go down by the railroad. And we'd go to people's homes. We always went to someone's home for dinner. And we'd go out and around there. They all had acreage, you know, and plenty of things, you know, big wells, things like that. We had lots of places where we could take pictures.
Now, how did you get your pictures developed? Did you mail them off?
Yes, we mailed them off.
And they came back to you in the mail? Mm-hmm.
And they had little black and white frames around them, you know, on the paper. You don't see those anymore. Mm-hmm. But I have a few of them.
Now, what do you remember of the old park, the Great Bank Springs Park? What's your early...
I don't remember very much about that. Now, that was built while I was in California.
That's in 37.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just about the time I was in California. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't here at the time. But I do know that they had all kinds of picnics down there, fishing hunts, cookouts, and family reunions.
Do you remember stories about Sam Houston camping down there
when you were
little?
Yes, I do.
You heard those when you were little?
I heard it when I was little.
Did people assume it was true?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
You don't remember any controversy over whether or not this was actually where Sam Houston camped. People seemed to think it was true when you were little.
Oh, yes, I thought it was true. Now, this is Simpson Howell here. He came here and... he was the father of Burl Howell, and his father was James Howell, who fought under George Washington in the Revolutionary War. Now, he told his son, and his son was my grandfather, and he told me that Sam Houston met himself.
So James Simpson Howell told his son, who was Burl Burton Howell, and Burl Burton Howell was your grandfather,
mm-hmm.
and he told you. You remember him telling you that Sam Houston camped here.
That's right.
And James Simpson Howell fought in the war under George Washington.
James Simpson Howell's father
fought under.
Now, this man right here, he's buried in the Bethel Cemetery down there. And he's on the marker.
Simpson Howell.
Mm-hmm. He lived down there on... Oh, and that's another one. He lived down there where Teresa Eby lives now. They had a section of land right in there.
Oh, really? On Sandy Lake Road.
Uh-huh. And the I believe the Eadies bought it from them, or they might have been one owner in between. I don't know. They live there.
Hmm. Let's talk about the Bullock Cemetery.
All right.
I know you've had a lot to do with that lately, and you're still doing a lot with it. What's the oldest grave in there that you remember?
1869.
And that's who?
That's the daughter, baby daughter of Washington C. Bullock, who owned the land at that time.
Do you think that was why he built the cemetery in the first place?
Yes.
She was the first one to buy
right.
the cemetery.
He had 420 acres there. And when she died, she was the first child. She died, first child to die.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very young, I think 2 or 3 years old. He decided to bury him right there on his land. So he set aside that burial.
So how many graves do you estimate are in there?
Oh, I'd say about 25.
Are they all clearly marked?
They're all clearly marked, and they're all undisturbed. They're all very plainly marked.
Well, the last person to be buried in there was...
1985.
So it's been used consistently since it was built as a family cemetery. Okay. You kept it up for the last many years.
In many years. My brother, Bill, kept it up until he died and killed. And then I took it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to go down there and walk around. I've only been in it once. And that was when... Terry Kirk, his father died. He's buried there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was Hubert?
Bill.
Bill Kirk, right. Yeah. And he was, that was a little kid, relatively
yeah.
little when he died.
Oh, you would know the place.
And I remember walking down there, but I can't remember being in it. I can remember going, of course, in those days there wasn't that house in addition to that. But I can remember going in. In those days we came off of... What, on the other side of the creek, I think it came in.
Yes, at one time we went across, we didn't go around the tap and go in, but now it's easy to access. Before we had to go across the creek.
Well, that's all I can remember is going down in there.
we'll go down there now and look at it.
Well, I'll go down there and look at it and see what's down there.
Let's
there.
Do.
We'll do that this afternoon. Now, from your childhood, do you remember going to any funerals or graveside ceremonies anywhere else, any of the other cemeteries?
No, our folks are buried at, their pastures are all buried at Long Island, and that's where we got held for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, not until recently. I certainly don't remember any in the Bethel Cemetery. And the Moore Cemetery, yes.
Yeah. Now somebody
and also the Perry Cemetery. Somebody was buried in the Perry Cemetery not too long ago. One of the parishes. Bert Perry.
Was it Bert? Who do you think, in your opinion, of the parish family? See, I haven't made any contact with the parish family. Who would be the ones to contact the parish family these days?
Well, I think the J.C. Sweet can tell you a whole lot. He's married.
He's the one that lives there on that, in the trailer park.
Uh-huh. And then there's Glenn Perry.
Yeah.
He's the son of Bert.
Glenn is the father of Craig and the one that I know. He's in the, he's also called, what's the name?
Salty.
That's the one my mother called Salty.
Yeah, we've always called him Salty, but I think now he'd rather be called Glenn.
Glenn, I'm sure. Okay. Anyway, you remember this. I've got to contact those people. Goodness gracious, there's a whole
yeah.
I am where you're here.
That's right.
See, if there's anything I wanted to ask you, Mary Ellen, what else? Covers the parks, the cemeteries, the churches, the schools. You remember anything about Gentry School?
Yes, Gentry School was in session when we had Bethel School and Coppell School. And, yes, I knew a lot of people who lived there.
Did our parents go there?
Yes.
What about, do you remember anything about the Cottonwood community? From Cottonwood?
Not too much, no.
That was a fall.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't
Did you ever go over into that area?
Yes, we went over into that area, and we went in over to Bear Creek, and there was a little church over in there somewhere, and the Baptist church here would go there and visit once in a while. And I know
Cottonwood Baptist Church.
Uh-huh. It seems to me that Plato and I sang a little special song there when we were little teenagers. And Lena Harrison played for us. So, I sang alto and she sang soprano. And I will meet this in the church in France. We're on a tour. But we had activity going on.
Yeah, were you aware of, like when you were in those days, before you moved away from Topeka, were you very aware of the fact that we were right here on the county line? Was that important to anybody? Were they aware of it going into Tarrant County, for example? Or did people see anything?
Not too much. We knew that we were right in the center of Grapevine and Louisville and Carrollton and Irving.
And, did you go to Grapevine very often?
Yes.
What did you go for?
Oh, went to the movies and the shop. They were a little bit more progressive.
Do you remember how you went to Grapevine? What road did you take?
Well, no. It seems to me like Bethel Road.
Do you remember going straight out the way we went today?
Yes, exactly.
Do you remember anything about the old road that I mentioned that was going up there about where Iska lived, the house, the Plumley house, would turn left, down where Terry Kirkland lived?
Yes,
down
there. Yes, I traveled that road.
Do you remember going?
The Cotton Road.
Yeah. Do you remember going to Grapevine?
Yes.
It's called the old
Cotton Road. That's probably the way we lived.
You don't remember when any of that changed, though?
No, I don't.
I figure it changed from about when 121 was built. It wasn't until, like, the 40s. What about other towns? Did you go to Irving very often?
I went to Louisville more than I did Irving.
The shop?
Mm-hmm.
What did you buy in Louisville?
Oh, we bought clothes occasionally. Mm-hmm. Most of the time we'd go to Dallas and we bought clothes.
Oh,
did you? We'd go on train.
Tell me about catching the train.
Catch the train right up here, Scott?
That would be in 1930?
Oh, no, earlier than that.
20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you'd go up here and that would be the original depot.
Yes,
the big,
that's right.
What do you remember the original big depot?
Oh, it was pretty good size. It had a big platform out in front, you know, mm-hmm. you could get on. And that's where the freight was unloaded and loaded on. And the mail came in there. Many times we'd have to flag the train down.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to flag it?
Flag it up and make a fire.
You'd make a fire?
Uh-huh. And have a little fire going in.
Really?
Yeah. That's
a fact. Just a fire by the track? Really?
Right in the middle of the track.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
In the middle of the track.
Right.
My goodness.
Right.
And so ordinarily they didn't stop.
No. Go right on through, you know, if they didn't have any, mm-hmm. if they weren't flagged down.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they could be late at night, you know, or whatever the train came through. I remember, but I remember that we had to do that quite often.
Do you remember what color the depot was?
Yeah, it was yellow. Kind of a yellow.
Drab yellow,
yes.
Any other colors? Just one color?
I can't remember. It might have been trimmed in brown. Maybe drab, whatever it was.
Did it have a sign on it?
Mm-hmm. It's top depot.
On this side?
On this side. Mm-hmm. On the west side.
Do you remember when they tore it down?
Yes.
Did they just tear it down and lose it?
Same as somebody bought it. Yeah, just,
No, that was a little one.
Well, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
But that was Terry Kirk.
Yeah.
Kept the bottom true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Claire remembers working, she worked in both of them. She worked in the big one and the little one.
All right, now was the little one there before the big one?
Yeah.
It was that thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember the big one.
Do you remember a house across the narrow tracks where we had all horses with?
Yes.
Two-story house.
Yes. And I remember a section house in there.
Uh-huh.
Down the railroad.
And face the river.
On the side.
What do you remember of the old Cottonwood Schoolhouse? That's this one was torn down, and they built this one in 1928.
Yes.
What do you remember of, now they had a picture of it, you know. They had a picture of it, Mark Dillon had a picture of it, the first time I'd ever seen a picture of the old one. Of course, when it burned in the 40s.
That was brick.
Was it, when it burned, did the brick stay and they just re- had a picture of Martha Jo had here. It was the first time I'd ever seen a picture of the other one. But of course, when it burned in the 40s.
Well, that was brick.
Was it? But when it burned, did the brick stay and they just rebuilt it?
I think the brick stayed because that's the burning home.
Because I remember.
Now, there again, it burned, I believe, while I was here.
Yeah, I think it was 49.
But I know my Raddell helped rebuild it.
I remember, even when I was a kid, when she was there, the brick outside looked a lot older than the inside of it. Corina remembers that the first lunch house in that old school was actually inside in the classroom. And they built her a little building out back where she made lunches. Of course, I loved her a lot when I was a kid. That's what I remember.
I remember playing with her in the mail. Back and forth from the post office down here.
Then he got these photos,
you know,
a wagon. Well, that first started running. Yes. Tell me about that. I plan to write a chapter about that. It's kind of hard to name it down. She was confused sometimes on whether it was, you know, it was a lot of years.
That's right.
And she forgets whether it was 1920 or 1930. You know, she's doing this stuff. Let's see, anything else we ought to cover? Do you remember any events happening in Coffeyville that were special?
Box suppers.
Did people
know? No, we always had them in a public place. Well, we used to, our church. Well, they were beautiful boxes, all decorated. They were all in for a benefit.
And guys would bid on them?
Yeah.
And they do that?
Yeah, they bid on them. But they'd always try to get there.
The young boys would try to get their girlfriends boxes.
And the men would always try to get their lives.
Because they knew what was in that box. And but it didn't always work out that way.
Because many men
would overbid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were the bids
in that list? Oh, I can't remember. But it didn't start kind of slow, of course, you know, up to a few dollars.
What about, were there any special weddings you remember?
No. I can't remember. I don't know a whole lot of weddings. There was some lovers. And,
what about school events? Anything special? School events?
Well, you know, I always have their little place. That's when I had a baby, you know, that had a little place. But then I graduated
in school.
But this
was eighth grade. Eighth grade. If you wanted to go beyond the eighth grade,
you had to go somewhere else.
You like Carrollton?
Yeah, Carrollton. I was born with people here. Carrollton. I went to
Well, I was with you.
I was out there.
So
we back and forth.
Were you there 4 years?
Yes.
Not all the time. I can't think of anything else, Mary Ellen. You've given me all the answers.
Well, I haven't given you very much.
A lot of these great names.
I don't remember a lot of the old houses. But they were way out in the country, you know. A lot of land around them. Mm-hmm. Lots of food.
You remember a lot of cotton fields around?
Yeah.
This was a cotton field. I remember somebody doing it. I know the cotton field. That was the God's
place.
Do you remember the area around Sandy Lake Road, which would be up around the, starting where the Graces live now and going on north? All that was pretty wooded. There wasn't a lot of people living there.
I remember more going east than I do out
there. You remember a lot of flooding along Sandy Lake Road?
Yeah, I remember a lot of
flooding. Would you say it flooded every year, two or three times a year?
Well, you know, not quite that often. I'd say every
6 or 7 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Hello.
How about the river? It seems to take smoke up around the Sandy Lake.
It depends on how long it rains. If it rains 5 days, 6 days, consecutively.
But it wouldn't usually flood. Up here,
it
would. It down around by the creek in the river. And
down to the, through the bottom land. Everybody
calls it.
Down. What's the river?
So if you wanted to go to Carrollton, you probably went on what can't say you like, right?
There it is. Carrollton Dam.
Do you remember when the dam was built in 1931? I'm not sure.
Well, that river was there.
Yeah.
Well, the dam was there.
Do you remember when Sandy Lake Road was called Denton Road?
I remember Denton Road.
Going
out of Carrollton
with Fort
Lewis on
Denton
Road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember
that. What about the old hockey pucks and things like that? What do you remember about
those? I remember the one that didn't happen. Had it
like that. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I remember that. Elsie.
Elsie.
On the bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was very
Bar and Grill or something like that. Now, was that it? Which corner? Where was that?
I believe it was at Denton Tap and, where Denton Tap is now. They were
maybe.
That was
north
back. Yeah. And it was woody.
That was in the little, That was where that little red farmhouse was.
Maybe so.
So long, yeah. You remember what called the Dewdrop Inn?
No.
What about down at the intersection of Sandy Lake and Moore Road down in there? Remember anything down there?
Not
there?
Much.
For the EDs.
That was down in the Woodland area, you know. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was nicknamed Seasnick.
What? Seasnick. Really? Well, was it a bad area?
Yes, it was.
But was it because of the hockey house?
Well, it was just not very many people lived down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my mother's father didn't like us children to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
And they would not want to go down in there. And I, of course, I always wanted to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sickness. And so and all the people in Cobell at that time knew.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't allowed to go there.
What about,
But then it later became known as Buffalo, and it was known then as Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it really got that name. I think
the
elephant went in there, got into trouble, and
What about, do you have any recollection of when Hurt Road used to go north over Denton Creek? History shows us that Hearst Road used to go all the way north over Denton Creek, and you didn't have Denton Path. Well, what do you remember about Denton Path? Was it always there?
Well, that road was always there, but it might not have been called it. But that's the only road we had to get to Denton, that I can remember, going right out that way.
But your earliest recollection, if you needed to go to Denton or Louisville, you would go, say you were at the bogey station down here, would you just go north on Denton?
We went north, but now to go to Round Road and Flower Mound, mm-hmm. we had to jog.
To the right or
back
left?
Back to the left.
Right to the left.
And we went back around by Lucky Corner.
Okay, so you went down Fleet Road?
Down Fleet Road to Lucky Corner and then made another jog and went back. It's Ace Road now. I don't know what it was then. Ace to East. Ace Road. On over to 3040. And that, at that time, was Round Grove Road. Well, that's where my grandparents talked to me.
But you were making your way more toward the west.
That's right.
Did you ever go to Denton?
Not very often. I don't remember, but I guess we did go to Denton. That was the county seat, the closest in Dallas.
we did go. Because my grandparents lived in
Hagberry. What do you remember about Hagberry? Down in Hagberry, anything down in that area?
Not a whole lot. I know Sally Brooks taught down there.
Down in Hagberry? In
Hagberry, uh-huh.
There's a Hagberry school?
Yes, there was.
Well, where was it?
Well, down there on Hagberry Road, if you go on down Hagberry Road, where you make a turn down there,
I think it's still make a turn. I'll be right there. There's a Hagberry school. The Cobble kids didn't usually
go
there?
No, we didn't go there.
So
and then eventually, you know, we consolidated. We got Gentry and Cobble and Hagberry, I believe.
And Bethel.
And Bethel.
So four schools. And the Gentry School was, of course, on Gentry Road, which is now Royal Money or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just thought it was
the Beltline. Yeah, Beltline to a little. There's
no
Gentry
Road. There's no one there.
Is that right?
There's no Gentry Road.
I thought Gentry Road went up to the Holiday Inn.
They didn't label them, a lot of those roads running through there. And when I first started studying the old road map, there was this interesting little road that kind of made a U shape, but I couldn't figure where it was going. It turned out it was the park road. Went into the park and came back out on the park street. And that shows up before the train was just the dirt road.
The service
at Cobble
service
that you got around. Is that
Deforest? Yeah.
That's Carr. That's
called something
else. That's called
Deforest.
80 or something off Sandy Lake. Can you turn off Sandy Lake Road? It's got a different name. Candy or Katie or something. That's where Gibbs Station is the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
By that nursery. That was Deforest?
Deforest is still there. Gibbs Station is on a little cross street off of the
forest. Oh, really? I gotta go down there. Look, we're gonna see if, I don't think I have it on any of these maps. Some of the old maps show, I don't have it on these.
What are you doing with so many maps?
Well, I made a